Mitzvah in the Torah, Vigadta Tel Avincha, that you're supposed to tell your children the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Generally speaking, when the Torah says Levincha or Ben, Bneichem, we generally make a drash of Bneichem v'lo Bnoseichem, that it refers to your sons and not to your daughters. That comes up all over the place. The Gemara Maseches Kiddush Chavtes Amar Alef by Pidyon HaBen, what does the Pasuk say? Kol b'char b'necha tifteh. So we darshan, yeah, b'necha v'lo b'nosecha. L'gabi Talmud Torah, v'limad mosam es b'nechem. So what do we say? Es b'nechem v'lo b'nosechem, and not your daughters. The Gemara Sanhedrin Samachesam Beis by Ben Sarumara. Ki yil ish ben, Sarumara, we darshan, ben v'lo bas, that a girl cannot become a bas Sarumara. The Gemara even goes a step further in Sanhedrin on Samach Tesam Beis over there and says, you know what? Logically, a bas should be able to become a bas Sarer Remora. Really, it should work. There's no reason why she should be exempt from the whole parsha of Ben Sarer Remora. Elamai, Kzeres HaKosov. It says Ben, and Ben means Ben. It doesn't mean bas. So what that Gemara reveals is not just that we have drashos about most of the time that it says Ben, but that even when logic dictates that a girl should be included, and there's no reason to exclude her logically, but if the Torah uses the word ben, it means ben velobas. It always means only a son and not a daughter. So here's the kasha. If I were to ask any of you, is there a chiv sipur tzias Mitzrayim to your daughters? Let's say you're a father of only daughters, or you're a father who has some daughters and some sons. Do you have to tell your daughters the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So all of us would say, of course you have to tell your daughters the mitzvah, the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why wouldn't you? But maybe not. Meaning, why? How do we know that? How do we know that you're chayiv? It says v'igadta l'bincha. Maybe it's ben v'lo bas. So there is a Ramah in Tafayin Aleph Sif Beis. Ramah writes, matzah sheyotzin ba b'layla asur alechol kol yom yodalid. The matzah you're going to eat on the night of Pesach. We discussed this already. Eating matzah on Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. What about a child? The kid is hungry. He wants matzah. Can you give him matzah? Katan she'enu yodea mashem misaprim b'layla miyitzias Mitzrayim mutar la'achilo. If he has no idea what Yitzias Mitzrayim is, and you try to talk to him, you have a six-month-old child, and you try to tell him about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's not going to really have a major impact on him. So there's no sense in saving the matzah for later. No, you got to wait till the Seder, because that's b'shah sheish matzah umar munachum lefanecha. Doesn't make sense for a very young child. Says the Magen Avraham, aval katan ayodea osur la'achilo. If you have a katan that knows the story, that will be able to understand the story, you're not allowed to feed a matzah on Erev Pesach. Delo shayich lomar lo ba'avur zeh me'achar shekvar mila kreisa mimenu. You can't say ba'avur zeh if his stomach is already full of matzah and say, ah, this special bread that you just saw now for the first time, it's all because of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not going to work if he's already full from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Magen Avraham on the spot, in that same Sif Katan Zayin and Simtav Ayin Alf, b'shem the Trumas Hadashen, is Sim Kuf Chav Hey, that a katan is Yodeh, you're not allowed to feed him because you can't say Bavur Zeh. And he goes on to say, De'ein Chiluk Ben Katan LeKatana, that there's no difference, even if it's a little girl that wants to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, if she's at the age where she understands the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you should not give her matzah on Erev Pesach. What does that tell you? If the whole reason that you're not allowed to give matzah on Erev Pesach is because you're going to have to do the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim later, you're going to have to v'igadta levincha later, and you don't want the child already full of matzah by the time you do v'igadta levincha, and we say that this applies even to a girl, so l'chora, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias v'igadta levincha applies to a girl as well. So that's what it seems from that Magen Avraham. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Sif Yud over there says, "Katan uketana sheish bem das lahavin mashem sablim itzias Mitzrayim belayla asul achil merav Pesach." Both a boy and a girl, if they have das to understand, you're not allowed to give them matzah merav Pesach, and it's based on this idea that obviously because you have to do vigadul vincha on them as well. Now, where does this come from? What's the makar of such an idea? After all, it says bincha, so where do we have the right to make up the idea that it includes the daughter as well? Shulchan Aruch in Tafayin Beis Sif Yudalit says that all mitzvos that are noeg on the night of the Seder, nashim are mitzvah in those mitzvos as well. Women eat matzah. Women eat maror. Women are chayv in all the mitzvahs lala seder. It's a very important thing. I always announce in my shul that it's a big mitzvah to tell people that the shear of a kazayis is not this enormous shear. People think sometimes that when it comes to eating matzah, you have to eat something roughly the size of a watermelon in the amount of time that it takes to eat a raisin. You know, it's not, that's not the way the mitzvah works. Because what happens when people try to do that? All the women at the table look at these crazy men stuffing their faces. They're like, I'm not doing that. So what do they do? They'll nibble on a little piece of matzah. And they're not even going to try to eat a kazayis. But they're chayv to eat a kazayis also. So aside from the choking hazard and everything else, everyone is chayv to eat a kazayis. You don't want to turn people off from the very notion of eating a kazayis. Women are chayv in all the mitzvahs halayla. Says the Machs HaShekel, Tavayin Alv, Sivkat Nazayin. Maybe that's where we get the idea that the mitzvah of Igat Levincha applies to your daughters as well. Because women are chayv in the mitzvahs halayla the same way men are. Problem is, yeah, and whose mitzvah is it, V'igad to Levincha? It's the father's mitzvah. So that would be a good mucker to tell me that the mother is chayev to tell the story also, but how does that tell me about who you're chayev to tell the story to, that it applies to daughters as well? The Aruch HaShulchan has a strange lashon. In Tafayim Gimel, Siv Chaval, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'im ein lo ben tishal abas. If there's no son, then the daughter should ask. He says, and if there's no daughter, then your wife or somebody else who's around should ask the manishtana. Because somebody's got to ask. There's got to be a shelo tshuva. Sounds from this that a daughter, there is a vigad to levincha to your daughter, but it's not the same as the vigad to levincha to your son, which is a little bit odd, right? He puts bas in between son and wife. There's no mitzvah v'igat levincha to your wife. It's just a mitzvah sibur yitzias mitzrayim derech she'ilu tshuva. So what does that say about daughters? Is that still a kiyum of v'igat levincha, just a lower level kiyum than v'igat levincha to your son, or is it not a kiyum v'igat levincha at all? It's derech she'ilu tshuva. Very, very strange. So I saw in the Sefer Sukkos Chaim he gives three mahalchim to understand why it is that we have a mitzvah v'igat levincha to daughters. Mahalik number one, he says, is that the Gemara says that a son should ask if he's a chacham, and if the son is not smart enough to ask, ishto shoalto. And if no one is there to ask, so the person should ask the question to himself. And even if you have two talmidei chachamim, they should ask each other the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They should tell it. They should answer each other. So v'igad to levincha, it seems, is lav davka levincha. It's just that you should tell it to somebody. Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph writes, when the Torah says v'igad to levincha, Sefer Achinuch says beferish lav davka b'no. Elim kol beri, anyone who's there, you could say the idea, you could say Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what the Maril writes as well. The Maril writes, Vehed Maril al Chamav Marav Rabbeinu Moshe Katz Shepam Achas Shalto Bito Abba Lama Higbata Ha'Ka'ara. One time his daughter asked him, Daddy, why did you pick up the Ka'ara? So he skipped Manishtana. Because as long as there was a question, as long as it inspired a question, you don't even need the Manishtana. As long as someone asked, it's just a hechitimtsu to do the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be done by someone asking a question. So maybe that's number one, that it doesn't really matter who asks, and therefore it could be the son, the daughter, anybody, and it's all part of the same mitzvah. But again, that doesn't tell me that I'm mekayim the mitzvah by just telling it to my daughters. That tells me that I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur. But what about the Gad to Levincha? The fact that it's supposed to be dafka directed to a ben, it seems that there is an additional kiyum when you get to direct to a ben. This is sort of poo-pooing that idea, that there's no additional kiyum. You're just supposed to tell the story. So usually the best foil to tell the story to is a kid, because a kid doesn't know anything yet. So you're able to educate the child. In the Chuvus Lahoros Nasrin, Rav Nosson Gestetner, and Chelik Tes, Simon Yud Beis, explains Magen Avraham as follows. There's a mishnah in Kiddushin. Kol mitzvos ha-ben ala av, anashim chayav minashim p'turos. Any mitzvos of the ben on the father, meaning that the father is chayiv to do to his child, to give him mila, pidyon ben, teach him Torah, marry him off, teach him a profession, all of those things a man is chayiv to do for his son, a woman is not chayiv to do for her son. Tos Yantav over there writes, why does it call it, such a strange way to call it, mitzvos haben al ha'av? Why don't you say, kol mitzvos av chayiv lasos lubano? That why is it mitzvahs haben? It makes it sound like it's the ben's mitzvah. So says the Tos Yantav, it's teaching us a chiddush, that these mitzvahs really be'etzem are the child's mitzvah. It's just that the child lacks the ability to do these mitzvahs. So because he lacks the ability to do these mitzvot, it becomes the father's responsibility to do it. I mean, the child is going to have to be poda himself if the father isn't poda him. He's going to have to be mal himself. All these things are going to one day land on the child if the father doesn't do it. Elamai, but the child can't do it. We want it started young. We want it done young. So it becomes the mitzvah on the father. So it turns out that these mitzvot are actually mutal on the ben. It's just that kol zman that he's a katan, he's not going to be able to do these mitzvot. So he says, maybe, based on this, says Rav Nosson Gestetner, maybe by the mitzvah sipri tzius mitzrayim also. Since every Jew is chayv to be misaper even to himself, and a katan is not able to be misaper for himself, so the father has to be magid, has to tell the child. So what did we say before from the Maksa Shekel? All the mitzvot halayla, women are chayv in all the mitzvot halayla. Women are chayv in all the mitzvot halayla. So if a woman is chayv in sipri tzius mitzrayim, which she is, so she's also chayiv in so and the idea of Vigad Levincha is like a mitzvah saben al av. It's to take someone who really the mitzvah should be on them. Elamai, it can't be because they're too young. So who should the mitzvah be on? Men and women alike. Even when they're too young, it's my responsibility to give it to them, to allow them that mitzvah. He says, since women are chayv in sipur tzius mitzrayim, like the Ramah says, they're chayv in all mitzvahs halayla, so the father has to be magid to the daughter. Because be'emes, the daughter herself is sort of chayv in this mitzvah. She just can't do it herself. She lacks the wherewithal to be able to do it herself. That's approach number two as to why it is that you chayv to be magid to a daughter as well. Third approach he has is from the Tshuvas Vayan Yosef, or Chaim Sin Reish Sadiches, and he says, the Hechad de la Mestaver Liftar, lo darshin in B'nai Yisrael v'lo b'nos, kedamrin b'mezuzah, atu gavra b'yichai, nashi lo b'yichai. I started the question by saying that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that even though it's Mestaver that there should be such a thing as Bas or Remora, but once it says Ben, Bas is excluded. Yeah, but there's another Gemara. The Gemara says women are chayiv in mezuzah. Why are they chayiv in mezuzah? Because the Pasuk says, when you do mezuzah, it's a school for arichas yamim. What? Girls don't need arichas yamim, only boys do? That's ridiculous. Women also want arichas yamim. So the Gemara says, so women are chayev also. Why? Because women need that also. So it sounds from that Gemara that anything that's mistaver, that it should apply to women also, that they also will benefit from it equally, that even though the Torah uses the word ben, it would include women as well. A daughter doesn't benefit from a pidyon ben, she doesn't benefit from a mila, but she benefits from a sipur yetzias mitzrayim, which is mashrish emuna in klal yisrael. It gives a person a sense of emuna, which a girl is chayiv to have emuna just as much as anybody else. So therefore he thinks that the idea in Sanhedrin is that he doesn't address it explicitly, but probably you could say the idea in Sanhedrin is that there would have been a hava emuna, that a girl psychologically is the same as a boy in terms of what certain behaviors at the age of Ben Sora Mora mean for her future, kamash malan, that those behaviors are not necessarily indicative by a girl the same way they are by a boy. But not that even though it's totally mistaver that it should apply equally to a girl, we just ignore the svara. No, the svara matters over here. Just want to close by saying that in general, when it comes to the way parents treat daughters, especially in today's day and age, no matter whether you're right wing, left wing, wherever you fall in the spectrum of how much Torah you think or what kind of Torah you think should be taught to girls, it's very, very important that parents treat their girls with the same respect and intellectual rigor in terms of what they challenge the girls with. It shouldn't be that the father's always learning with the boys and never even, you know, and the girl is the one that just gets them coffee or something. That's because she'll come to resent that, and it's not going to be good for her emunah, it's not going to be good for her spiritual development. I saw in the Chinuch Sefer that they had put out from the former Rashiv of Ner Yisrael, Zichron Levracha, Rabbi Weinberg, he said, someone asked at the Torah Masorah convention, how much time should you spend learning with your daughters versus your sons? You know, doing the homework with them, whatever. He said 50-50. It should be exactly the same. This is from Rashiv of Ner Yisrael, not someone who probably comes more from the world of teaching girls Gemara and, you know, giving them the exact same education as boys, which is how Rav Soloveitchik held that they should have they should be taught Gemara. You know, not like that. He held it, but still 50-50. So it's certainly at the Seder where it's an important family time, and it's an important time where we pass on the Masorah. So certainly girls should not go ignored. This is, you know, when I only had four sons, I didn't care so much. Now I have a daughter, so this is it's very close to my heart, this issue. Okay.